All right, so are you ready to like really dominate social media in 2025?
I think we all are.
Right. Like
Yeah.
you want to know exactly which platforms are going to give you the biggest bang for your buck, where to focus your energy, how to craft a strategy that actually gets results.
Absolutely.
So today we are diving deep into Metrical's massive 2024 social media study.
Yeah.
They analyzed over 21 million posts across 8 major platforms, and we're going to break down all the most important insights so you can absolutely crush your social media goals this year.
Yeah, this isn't just about vanity metrics,
Yeah.
you know,
Right.
likes and followers.
Yeah.
Metricool's study goes way beyond that and digs into the stuff that really matters.
Yeah.
How different platforms perform at each stage of your marketing funnel, what drives real engagement, and even how account size impacts your chances of success.
I was blown away by the sheer scale of this study.
It's huge.
Over 1.3 million accounts posts in multiple languages.
Yeah.
It's a global snapshot of what's working on social media right now.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that makes this study so valuable is that they broke down the data by account size,
Okay.
small, medium, large, so we can actually see how the game changes as you grow and tailor our strategies accordingly.
So smart.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's jump right in and talk about some of the headline stats.
Okay, let's do it.
Pinterest, for example, saw a 55% increase in clicks year over year.
That's big.
That's huge. Is Pinterest quietly becoming the conversion king?
It's certainly a sign that people aren't just browsing on Pinterest anymore. They're
Right.
clicking through, they're visiting websites, they're making purchases.
Yeah.
It's definitely a platform to watch if you're looking to drive traffic and sales.
Then we have Twitch, where subscriptions plummeted by a staggering 88%.
Wow.
What's going on there?
Well, I think we all know that the pandemic-fueled streaming surge has definitely cooled off.
Yeah.
And there's also increased competition from platforms like YouTube Gaming.
Right.
So, seems like Twitch is struggling to adapt to this evolving landscape.
Okay, interesting. On the flip side, LinkedIn saw average interactions nearly double.
Wow.
Are people finally realizing that LinkedIn is more than just a digital resume?
I think so.
Yeah.
LinkedIn seems to be embracing its potential as a platform for genuine connection and community building,
Yeah.
which opens up some really interesting possibilities for businesses and creators.
And then there's X. Formerly, Twitter impressions are up 50%, but posting frequency is down. Is the platform less crowded, or are people just not engaging as much?
It's hard to say for sure, but the decline in posting frequency
Yeah.
could indicate that there's less competition for attention now,
Okay.
which could be a good thing for those who are still active on the platform.
Right. Over on Instagram, posts saw a 21% increase in reach while Reels are down 20%.
Interesting.
Are people craving that static content again, or is this just a temporary fluctuation?
You know, I think it's too early to call it a full-blown trend reversal.
Okay.
But it does suggest that the pendulum might be swinging back towards those traditional
Yeah.
posts. Instagram has been heavily promoting reels,
For sure.
so it's natural for there to be some adjustment
Right.
as users find the right balance.
Facebook continues its downward trend overall, but it still boasts massive reach. Is it worth investing your time and energy in 2025?
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Facebook still has a huge user base,
Right.
but its engagement metrics aren't as strong as they used to be.
Yeah.
You really need to weigh that potential reach against the declining engagement and decide if it aligns with your goals.
TikTok is still experiencing phenomenal growth,
Unbelievable.
but the looming US ban adds a layer of uncertainty. Should creators be worried?
It's definitely something to monitor closely. If the ban goes through,
Yeah.
it's going to have a significant impact on the social media landscape,
Right.
especially for creators who have built their entire audience on TikTok.
And last but not least, YouTube views are up, but engagement is actually down. Plus, those dislike buttons are getting more action. What's the story there?
It raises some interesting questions about the nature of engagement.
Yeah.
Are people passively consuming content on YouTube without really connecting with it?
Interesting.
The increase in dislikes could be a sign that some viewers are dissatisfied.
So quantity doesn't always equal quality
Right.
when it comes to engagement. You could have millions of views, but if people aren't liking, commenting, or sharing, are you really making an impact?
That's exactly the point. It's not enough to just get your content seen.
Right.
You need to create content that resonates with your audience and sparks meaningful interaction.
All right, now that we've got a sense of the overall landscape, let's dig into the data and see what it tells us about where to focus our efforts in 2025.
Let's do it. So let's start by looking at growth.
Okay.
What's really interesting is that we often think of growth purely in terms of follower count. But this study takes it a step further and looks at, you know, how many accounts are actually leveling up,
right,
moving from that tiny category to something bigger.
And the data shows that TikTok and YouTube are the clear standouts for those smaller accounts trying to make that leap.
Yeah.
But TikTok seems to have like a slight edge.
Yeah, a higher percentage of tiny TikTok accounts moved up to larger categories in 2024.
Okay.
Suggesting that the algorithm is quite good at surfacing new content and creators.
So for someone just starting out, is TikTok the best bet for rapid growth?
It's certainly a strong contender, especially if you're creating the kind of content that thrives on short-form video.
Right.
But remember, the best platform for you
Right.
will always depend on your target audience,
yeah,
your content style, and your overall goals.
Now, let's talk about reach, which is really about visibility, getting your content seen by as many eyes as possible.
Exactly.
And YouTube is absolutely dominating in this area.
It is.
Even for larger accounts.
Yeah.
Why is that so important?
Well, even if your engagement isn't through the roof, that massive reach can translate into some serious brand awareness.
Okay.
Think about it.
Yeah.
You might not get a ton of comments or shares.
Right.
But millions of people are still seeing your content.
Right.
That has value.
It seems like X, LinkedIn, and even Instagram posts have a harder time scaling that reach as accounts grow. What does that tell us?
It could suggest that those platforms are better suited for targeted engagement rather than broad reach.
Okay.
You can still achieve great results, but you might need to focus on cultivating a highly engaged community rather than going viral with every post.
And TikTok, while incredibly strong for those smaller accounts, seems to lose a bit of its reach advantage as accounts get larger. Is that something to keep in mind if you're already a bigger player on the platform?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It could mean that you'll need to adjust your TikTok strategy as you grow, maybe focusing more on collaborations or paid promotion to maintain that reach.
Okay. Now let's dive into interactions.
Okay.
YouTube is winning again here.
Yeah.
What makes the platform so conducive to interaction?
Well, I think long-form video content naturally lends itself to deeper engagement.
Okay.
People are spending more time with those videos,
yeah,
which gives creators more opportunities to connect and spark conversation.
Yeah.
Plus, YouTube's comment section is known for its, shall we say, lively discussion.
Well, lively, for sure. But X and Facebook Reels seem to consistently underperform in terms of interactions. Should we just give up on them?
Not necessarily. It's about using the right tool for the job.
Right.
X is still fantastic for real-time conversations and news updates.
Yeah.
While Facebook Reels can be effective for quick attention-grabbing content.
Okay.
It's all about matching your platform to your message.
TikTok is strong on interactions, but again, we see that scaling issue.
Yeah.
It seems like there are always these trade-offs to consider.
Exactly. TikTok's short-form format is naturally engaging, but as your audience grows, it becomes more challenging to maintain that same level of interaction.
Right.
It's a classic case of quality versus quantity.
Now let's talk about engagement, arguably the most important metric for long-term success on social media. And here's where things get really interesting. LinkedIn is the unexpected leader.
It is.
Why is that so surprising?
Well, I think many people still view LinkedIn as a rather dry professional networking site.
Yeah.
But the data clearly shows that it's becoming much more social and engaging.
Yeah.
And this shift seems to be paying off.
So it's not just about job hunting anymore.
Right.
LinkedIn is a place for genuine connections and meaningful conversations.
Exactly. And that creates a huge opportunity for anyone looking to connect with a professional audience on a deeper level.
It seems like YouTube and Facebook Reels hit a bit of a ceiling when it comes to engagement. What might be limiting them?
Well, they generate a lot of interaction overall.
Okay.
But as your audience grows,
yeah,
the engagement rate doesn't necessarily increase proportionally.
Okay.
It's like hitting a point of diminishing returns.
But Facebook posts and Instagram Reels are consistent performers.
They are.
Which has its own value, right?
Absolutely. While they might not have the explosive engagement potential of some other platforms,
mm-hmm,
they offer a level of reliability and predictability.
Right.
That can be incredibly valuable when you're building a loyal following.
And of course, we all know that high engagement leads to more visibility, which ultimately leads to conversions.
Precisely. Engagement is the engine that drives everything else.
All right, finally, let's talk about clicks, which are crucial for driving conversions, even though the data here is bit limited. It looks like LinkedIn and Facebook posts are the standouts.
Yeah, this underscores the fact that social media can still be a powerful driver of traffic.
Right.
It's not all about likes and comments.
Yeah.
If your goal is to get people to take action,
mm-hmm,
visit your website, sign up for your email list,
uh-huh,
or make a purchase.
Yeah.
You need to choose platforms that facilitate those clicks.
Well, it's all about aligning your platform choices with your specific goals.
Exactly. What are you trying to achieve?
Yeah.
What actions do you want your audience to take?
Right.
Those are the questions that should be guiding your strategy.
Now let's take all this data and distill it into a clear, actionable roadmap. Think of your social media strategy as a funnel with different platforms playing a key role at each stage. Okay, so we've got this funnel idea, different platforms for different stages. What does that look like in practice?
Well, at the top of the funnel, it's all about visibility.
Right.
Getting your content in front of as many people as possible. And based on what we've seen, YouTube and TikTok are the powerhouses for maximizing reach, especially when you're just starting out.
That makes sense. Then we move to the middle of the funnel where engagement becomes key.
Right.
You've got their attention. Now you need to foster those connections, build relationships. And this is where LinkedIn and Facebook posts really surprise me.
It is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
LinkedIn, with its professional context, seems to naturally encourage those deeper discussions and thoughtful interactions. Mm-hmm. And while Facebook's overall engagement might be down, those posts still have the power to spark conversations.
So it's not just about broadcasting your message. It's about creating a space for genuine interaction. And then at the bottom of the funnel, we're talking conversions.
Right.
Turning those engaged followers into customers or subscribers.
Exactly. And what's remarkable is that LinkedIn and Facebook post the engagement champions also excel at driving conversions.
Wow.
It really highlights the importance of a holistic social media strategy.
Yeah.
You can't just focus on one metric in isolation.
All right, let's zoom in on a few specific platforms that really stood out in this study. TikTok, for example. Explosive growth, massive reach, incredible engagement. But that potential U.S. ban hangs over it like a question mark. What's your take on that for our listeners who are heavily invested in TikTok?
Well, it's definitely a valid concern.
Right.
If you've built your entire presence on TikTok, It's wise to have a backup plan in place.
Okay.
Start exploring other platforms where your target audience hangs out.
Right.
And experiment with different content formats.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket, right? Diversify. Now let's talk about YouTube. It's the undisputed king of reach. But those declining engagement numbers and the rise of dislike bombing paint a more complex picture. What should creators be thinking about?
I think it highlights the importance of quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Just because you can rack up millions of views doesn't mean you're creating something people genuinely care about.
Right.
Those dislikes might be a signal that you need to reevaluate your content strategy.
So don't chase vanity metrics. Focus on creating content that truly connects and provides value. And speaking of surprising successes, LinkedIn's rise to engagement dominance is fascinating. What do you think is driving this?
Well, LinkedIn has been making a concerted effort to become more social.
Okay.
Introducing new features and promoting more engaging content formats like carousels and short videos.
Yeah.
And I think that, combined with its inherent professional context, is creating a space where people feel comfortable sharing their thoughts and experiences.
It's not just about networking anymore. It's about building genuine connections and having meaningful conversations. Now, before we wrap things up, let's share some of those actionable best practices from the Metricool study. First up, niche down.
Yeah, the Apple Museum is a great example of this.
Okay.
By focusing on a very specific niche, they were able to attract a highly engaged audience of Apple enthusiasts.
It's so much easier to create compelling content when you have a clearly defined audience in mind. You're not trying to please everyone.
Yeah.
Just a specific group of people who share your passion.
Exactly. And remember, Juve Beauty, their simple makeup sponge cleaning tip went viral, racking up over 21 million views.
Wow.
It proves that you don't need fancy production values to create engaging content.
Right.
Sometimes a helpful tip that solves a common problem is all it takes.
Practical, valuable content always wins. And don't underestimate the power of humor as demonstrated by that fish and chip shop with their repetitive yet hilarious videos.
Yeah, they found a formula that worked and ran with it, proving that consistency and a bit of personality can go a long way in building an audience.
And then there's trendjacking, exemplified by Moo, the pygmy hippo who captured everyone's hearts.
Yeah.
Even United Airlines and Chipotle got in on the fun.
Everybody.
It shows that sometimes the best content comes from unexpected places, and that being nimble and capitalizing on those viral moments can pay off.
It's all about being aware of what's happening in the wider world and finding creative ways to connect it to your brand.
All right. We've covered a ton of ground in this deep dive into Metricool's 2024 social media study. As you're planning your strategy for 2025, remember the key takeaways video is King, leverage the right platforms for each stage of your funnel, and most importantly, create content that truly connects with your audience.
And as you navigate this ever-evolving social media landscape, consider this with the rise of short-form video. Are we losing the art of written content online? Is it becoming harder to find those in-depth articles and thoughtful discussions amidst the endless scroll of videos? Something to ponder as we move forward.
Ooh, that's a great question. It's easy to get swept up in the latest trends, but it's important to make sure we're not sacrificing valuable forms of communication in the process. Definitely food for thought. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to the full metrical study and all the amazing accounts we talked about today. Thanks for joining us, and keep those deep dives going.